Melanie Gainforth says things are going well for the 21st edition of the CIBC Run for the Cure, which will take place on October 5th at the North Bay waterfront. "We are very excited for the support that we've had from the community this far," said Melanie Gainforth, volunteer director for North Bay CIBC Run for the Cure. "Registration numbers are up, donation numbers are up. We're less than 30 days away." Gainforth says that through those years, North Bay has raised more than $1.3 million for the cause. "That's boots on the ground, and folks with their pledge sheets," she explained. "We don't have big corporate sponsors. It's really the community doing their best." The city of North Bay also proclaimed this week as Think Pink Week, in support of the cause. "Support it, it's going to be a great week," said Peter Chirico, North Bay's mayor. The CIBC is also supporting the initiative financially on September 9 and 10. From midnight to midnight, the CIBC is matching dollar for dollar up to $500,000, she said. "One more walk home." Radio personality Kevin Ostchevsky was also in attendance. He announced that he will once again be making the long walk from the Northeast Cancer Center in Sudbury to North Bay to support the North Bay Canadian Cancer Society Run for the Cure. Ostchevsky did the walk in honor of his wife, who dealt with breast cancer and has now been deemed cancer-free. "Last year was a lot, physically, but it was a lot emotionally," admitted Ostchevsky, who will do the 130 kilometers walk from October 1 to 4. "When we got to Sturgeon Falls last year, I broke down in tears because it was the first time I thought we could actually finish this." Gainforth was amazed at the support Ostchevsky's walk brought to the cause last year. "The community really got behind him and supported his pledge sheet, and he raised over $60,000, she said. 20 years of service. During the media event, officials recognized a handful of volunteers who have given 20 years of service to the Run for the Cure cause. Tammy Meginson is one of those. She has dealt with cancer firsthand, having cancer herself, and losing both her husband and her son to cancer. "We're strong in it, we do fundraising, and we see where we can go," she said. Meginson says she looks forward to the annual Run for the Cure event. "We've had the snow, too," she said, "it's great. Like, your heart's pumping, everybody's happy, everybody's laughing. It's a good thing. There's the wall where people write things on it and different things like that, so everybody enjoys it. They all have somebody who has cancer to get into it, so that's why."